Front. I'm King David McKenzie. This past Friday night, WPLJ Radio New York disc jockey Blake Hayes, cabaret and Broadway performer Danny Calvert, and another friend were walking down 9th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen, New York City, when a cigarette butt was thrown at them by a man outside of McCoy's Bar, followed by the words, "Keep moving," with a homophobic slur added. Hayes reported back on his website, BlakeHayes.com, that they exchanged words more and more heated until he started to approach us threatening violence. Before we knew it, he had thrown one friend against a car, denting it. The other two took punches to the face, cutting his lip before the bouncer at McCoy's came out and stopped him. End quote. The police were called and five officers arrived. After recounting the incident to them, they were told that the New York Police Department would not be taking down their attacker's information, nor would they be able to press charges. As for the dented car, the officers told them, "They're New Jersey plates. We can't do anything." The man was led back into the bar by the very bouncer who had witnessed the incident and stopped the attack from escalating further. Hayes had asked those reading his blog to call McCoy's Bar to challenge that action and call the police precinct that refused to take an open complaint a legal right. Hayes has since posted that McCoy's Bar is in fact cooperating with the NYPD about the incident. Hayes says, quote, "I spoke with the owner of McCoy's. They're cooperating with the police and very frustrated about the incident. He told me the guys were drunk, talking about being back from Iraq, and were abrasive even about paying the check. He is helping us in any way that we can. He has urged that he is a friend of the gay community and wants everyone to know he welcomes everyone to his bar. He is handing over video footage from the assault to the police. I'm confident that he will aid in this investigation and be an ally to us in the future. So please stop inundating him with calls." End of quote. Gothamist.com now reports that City Council Speaker Christine Quinn has now released a statement regarding the incident, saying in part, "I am obviously outraged by news that another bias attack has occurred in our city. But I am also deeply concerned by reports from the victims that NYPD officers responding to the scene did not appropriately recognize the seriousness of the incident. In fact, it has been reported that they failed to attempt to apprehend or even to collect contact information from the alleged assailant. If these reports are true, the behavior of the police officers involved was also outrageous and merits swift action by the police department." End quote. Regarding their alleged negligence, Police Commissioner Kelly's office has agreed to conduct an investigation. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.